4 seconds, 3, 2, 1, and the Anaheim Ducks have won the hockey game by a score of 3-1.
The good guys pull it out here at Honda Center. What a night, and it was a fun one. You see all of the t-shirts that have been thrown out to all the lucky fans on a special night. What a win on Wild Wings Halloween Bash.
Well, couldn't ask for anything more. And this is a positive start to what should be a big-time series of games. We'll get a good feel for the Anaheim Ducks. And real test coming up with the Rangers, Devils, Islanders, and then Pittsburgh before we come back home. But you know what? This should give a lift for everyone. The fans, front office, the players, the coaching staff. Well done, guys. And we will see you on the bus to the airport in just a few hours.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. And that's always good, right? Not only do you get the win, but you get a little McDonald's on the house.
Yeah, all in all, a good night. So we look forward to hearing you and Alexis on the post-game show. Have any idea besides the game what we might be looking forward to tonight?
Well, it's just one of those things where this Anaheim Ducks team, a lot of players did so many good things. And Jackson Lacombe having a bounce-back game. Some early struggles, I'd say, shown in that first period. But, boy, was he back and better there starting that second period puck drop. But the Troy Terry line coming alive once again. Ryan Strome, Frank Vatrano playing some tremendous games, and gotta feel good for Killer, right? Turning that puck around and wiring it to what, 60 feet there into the middle of the open net, and that just relieves a little bit of pressure, right? You haven't found the goal scoring column there, you do, and that just makes this upcoming road trip that less stressful.
All right, good job tonight. I'll get out of here. So it's you and Alexis for the post game. You're listening on the way home, and hope you join us in just a few days from New York City, the Ducks and the Rangers, to begin the 4-game trip. Thank everyone involved with the broadcast tonight. Again, the final, Ducks 3 and the Sharks 1. Post-game show next, and you're going to hear it exclusively on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League. and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique, one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Ducks get a 3-1 victory at Honda Center tonight over the San Jose Sharks, and they put up 40 shots on goal as a part of it in this one. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Edom. Emmer, finally so good to see the Ducks shooting the puck in this game and coming out with the win.
Yep, 40 shots on goal, and what a night for Mackenzie Blackwood. Even though he doesn't get the win to only allow two goals, I guess on 39 shots. That's really good, right? And and so it just goes to show they're an organization that is trying to turn the corner, but the other organization that's currently turning the corner got the better of them tonight. So good news, and couldn't have come at a better time as this Ducks team heads off on a long road trip tomorrow morning.
The Ducks really needed this win after the last two games and ending the month of October at home on a high note, as Emerson just mentioned, the team going on the road next. But a lot to get to in this game. So we're going to start with the first period highlights. San Jose, they had a really good chance, a 2-on-1 with Brian Dumoulin in the middle of it. The puck hitting the crossbar, somehow staying out.
Gudas sent it ahead for the Anaheim forward. Leo Carlson, and then the puck is played down again by San Jose. After a quick turnover, and then they put in a shot. That was back. Well, I guess it didn't go in. The red light went on. I thought it might have, but it didn't.
I don't know how that stayed out. I know that they're going to take another look at this one, Steve. I thought that hit middle bar.
Yep. We'll get a look as soon as they have a stoppage of play here. That's good news for Anaheim.
That was a big chance for the Sharks pretty early in this game, too, and lucky for the Ducks, that one didn't go in.
Yeah, it was Daniil Gutchin. He looked really good in preseason. He's looked good each and every time this Ducks team, no matter if it's been preseason or the first game of this regular season, has played the Sharks. Daniil Gutchin, he just is a little snake bit, and there on that last chance, you saw why. I mean, I just, Lukasz Dostal has another insane performance here tonight, and that really started some continued fabulous play from Lukasz Dostal.
And we saw that more in that first period as he made a big stop on Will Smith, who came flying in towards the net with 6:49 on the clock.
OJ steals, backhand shot over the left arm and shoulder of the San Jose netminder. Here come the Sharks in a hurry. Centering feed, shot. Oh, Dostal, stop that. What a save by number one.
The Dostal, unbelievable stop. What a pass and what a finish. And if it's not for Lukasz Dostal yet again, the Ducks might be a little bit more in trouble in this hockey game.
I mean, Lukáš Dostal, what can we say more about him?
We've said it all. There's nothing left to be said. Yeah. He is a machine in that blue paint for the Anaheim Ducks. He continues to get it done. Head coach Greg Cronin, we've heard him speak so highly on just the preparation from the Dostal, from his preparation before the game, warm-ups, in play, you name it. He is cool as a cucumber at all times.
So happy for him getting the win here tonight. And the scoring didn't start until the second period. And finally, on the power play, the Ducks breaking that streak. It's Troy Terry on his own, getting the first goal of this game, 6:56 into the second period.
A drive by Lacombe. And oh, and I think one of the Shark players just got nailed by a piece of that. Might have been Wallman in front of the net. Another drive, and that's off to the left of their goaltender. And it actually bounces all the way down the ice next to Dostal.
And it was a brilliant pass by Mason McTavish. What a one-time opportunity by Cutter Gauthier. And there goes Troy Terry.
Troy Terry gets the goal that puts Anaheim up. It's a power play goal, and it's 27 seconds into the minor penalty assessed to Will Smith. The good guys have a 1-0 lead in their home building, and listen to this crowd erupt.
Man, 17 into tonight, power play chances. They finally break that streak and get it done. It's Troy Terry.
Yeah, and what an entry. And he's got a great knack for, of course, the net, but a knack for dropping that shoulder. A split-second hesitation opens up that pressure player's triangle, and he continues to get it done with that shot going top shelf. And that was from deep, AD. That was quite the shot from long range, and he can fire it from anywhere.
A couple notes from that second period with Troy Terry's goal. Now he is just one away from 100 career NHL goals. And through two periods of play with the Ducks not allowing a goal from San Jose, that was 100 minutes of hockey without San Jose scoring on the Ducks. Impressive stuff from Lukáš Dostal on that end and the defensive core too. So moving into the third period, that is when the Sharks were able to finally get on the board. And it was Mikael Granlund on the power play, a shot up top through traffic.
Sharks set it up on the Ducks penalty kill with Dostal standing tall as that catching glove outwards. Stick to his right pad. And a shot from way out. They score! I think, this is just from up here, that puck might have been deflected out high. And I'm not going to guess. If I did, it would probably be McGinn. And that's an accident, of course. But we'll have to look at a replay. The game is tied 1-1.
So that goal getting credited to Mikael Granlund, and we weren't sure if it was going to get credited to Wennberg there. He was at the net front. The puck actually also touched Jackson Lacombe's stick, but it goes to Granlund.
Seemed like Alexander Wennberg, he wasn't going to point to anyone, thinking maybe he could squeeze out a greasy goal and get his, I think, what would have been his first tally of the season. Yeah, he came into this game pointless, but he's a guy that, among other players, you have Clem Costin having a slow start, so there's a lot of guys on the San Jose Sharks team looking for any kind of momentum, but what a shot from deep. Nice net front present, even though it wasn't credited to Wennberg. He was in a good spot that, of course, took some sight lines out of Lukáš Dostal and ended up going past him.
You could see the frustration from Dostal after that one because that did tie the game up. However, the Ducks had some more chances on the power play, and it was Leo Carlson getting another one on the PP here, giving the Ducks a 2-1 lead.
And back for it is Lacombe. Going to be fun watching the progress this young man makes over the coming seasons. Remember the Anaheim Ducks defense. Here is Troy Terry. By the center, it did. Back out. Cutter Gauthier. Stop. Rebound. Score! Leo Carlson with the go-ahead goal on the power play. The Ducks regain their one-goal advantage. It's 2-1.
Cutter Gauthier having a part of that. Now his first multi-point NHL game. Great stuff from him. But Leo Carlson at the net front. He got the puck there. He got that rebound off Blackwood's pads. And It's what you want to see.
Yeah, and it just proved that head coach Greg Cronin and his coaching staff made the right decision switching up the lines there. I think it worked out for both Alex Killorn. Not just that he got the empty netter, but I thought he had some great shifts, some great board battles won in the offensive zone, and he was certainly he found that jump, and it seemed like he was playing with less pressure on his shoulders there, creating for his line mates, and ended up Talon there. Of course, we'll hear coming up, but what a big-time goal. Leo Carlson, right place, right time. It's not easy, even though it's a one-touch tap. It's that pass is coming full steam ahead, and like you mentioned, great on Cutter Gauthier. He had himself a big night.
And the Ducks weren't finished there, as Alex Killorn would then close it out with an empty netter.
All righty, Anaheim gets the puck. The San Jose goal is empty. So they're going for it here, 2:12 to go. There's a chance for a play in front of the net. Anaheim will clear it. Some good protection in front of Dostal.
That was a big time clear by the Anaheim Ducks captain, Radko Gudas. He was on his knees, able to get it out in the neutral zone.
Gudas and Lacombe out there. Lundestrom along with Killorn and Lease, and a shot. Open net, score! The Ducks score an empty net goal from inside their blue line. As San Jose had pulled their goaltender. And it's a 3-1 lead for Anaheim with just a minute 51 to go.
And at that point, Honda Center was very loud, and the Ducks really just solidifying their victory.
Yeah, yeah. As you mentioned, just this place opening puck drop. And from there, it was a loud building. And there's just a great energy, a great vibe going on with Orange Country right now. Not just that this is Orange Country, the uniforms we talked about, and we continue to talk about the lights and just the upgrades to this arena. It's just a different ball game, and it's almost like a nightclub, isn't it? Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's dancing on the jumbotron all game long. You had JoJo with a huge gash over his eye, mixing up some music. It was a great scene tonight.
And we want to remind you that the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. When we come back, we'll be talking about more of this victory tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. Also getting to some of your thoughts on the text line.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Parker McCollum. Burn It Down Tour 2024. October 24th, Honda Center. ACM Best New Artist, Parker McCollum Live. Special guests, Chase Beckham and Dasha. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Parker McCollum Live.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
All right, and we're back with the post-game show. A Ducks victory tonight at Honda Center. It feels so good to say that, and a great effort overall by the whole team. So now we're going to get to some of your thoughts about this one tonight. The first one that we have here, shots on goal equals Ducks win. Dose Wall with another gem tonight, and we finally get power play goals. A lot to be excited about, Ducks fans. I'm thinking back to the game on Sunday where half of our text messages just said, power play, we got to improve there, and I have a feeling that a lot of these that are going to roll in are going to be about the improved power play tonight.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And they got back to well orchestrated set breakouts to enter the offensive zone, got back to better communication, and really it was not just the great entry that led to Troy Terry's power play goal, but just I think the power plays thereafter were just, they showed more confidence, more support. There was great jump by Troy Terry and Leo Carlson on one particular play where they were really moving and getting after that puck. So communication's key, good support, close support's key, and they were really putting it all together after that Troy Terry goal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I felt like that was the turning point for the Ducks in this game. We saw them sustaining their pressure a lot more after that and just managing the puck better overall, and I think that that's something that they've been struggling with the last two games.
Yeah, no, it's a power play that their best hockey is right in front of them. It was a good start here tonight, and you needed some kind of momentum, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been a tough break going scoreless on the power play heading into this upcoming road trip because, I mean, Steve mentioned it live there. You have the Devils and you have the Rangers and Pittsburgh. I mean, teams that just are playing solid hockey. And, no, it's not going to be an easy road trip.
No, it won't be, but good, like you said, to get into the road trip with a victory. So another text that we have here, nice to see the power play produce a goal tonight. Hopefully it will continue on the road trip. Another one, it wasn't the prettiest game, but it sure was a fun one. Good game for Terry, Cutter, and Zelly, and Dosti playing like the best in the league. Happy to get a win and hear sellout.
You love hearing just non-greediness, right?
Yeah.
And you could just tell, as simple as that message was, this fan in particular really knows their stuff, because when you know that you'll take these wins, right, against even a team like the San Jose Sharks, you got to grab it and you got to run with it, because any way you can. It's the National Hockey League. No night, no matter what team you're playing, it's going to be easy. And it's just a great message, just a great, simple point. The message was crystal clear, and that one went a long way.
I feel like this text message also brings up in a couple ways, you know, a couple individual players in this one, Troy Terry, Cutter Gauthier, Olin Zellweger. I remember you saying during the broadcast, Olin Zellweger just having a great game. So what did you see from him?
Yeah, I thought he was just one of the players on the back end that was just taking the puck and not wasting any time, just moving his feet and trying to hit the red line. There's one time where Mason McTavish failed to hit the red line and it ended up being icing, but very next puck touch after Mason McTavish actually did indeed get the puck in and change, it was Olin Zellweger that did the same thing, just fought off a lot of pressure, hit the red line, get into the corner, but he just had that jump. He was proactive early. He grabbed the puck, he skated, he was active at the ozone blue, and I'm going to come out and say it. I think that was the best effort I've seen preseason into this regular season Olin Zellweger have. He's such a huge part of this team. He's been kind of balancing that go-getter mentality that we saw in today's game, for the most part, all game, but also balancing what the coaches have been telling him. Okay, we know that you're high risk, high reward, but on those super high risk moments, tail off a tad. It was a balanced effort for him. You saw a lot of aggressiveness, but you saw a lot of calmness when he had to have a good controlled gap, among other areas. So I just thought he put together a really complete effort.
Cutter Gauthier, another one in this game tonight. I obviously mentioned how first multi-point NHL game, but he just looked more settled tonight.
Yeah, he did. And he had that pop-out shot there that went far side off the crossbar, or maybe even elbow area, deflected in the upper netting. But you really saw his chemistry with Leo come out tonight, right? It was both of them. They were both playing so well, and you got a sense that Leo's heavily part of that decision, right? Okay, you know, we need some kind of momentum gained on our side, and you know the coaching staff went right to Leo. Hey, you know, Cutter, he has some big-time goal numbers in college. We always obviously see the bomb he's got, but yeah, he was taking that puck. He was driving, using his speed there. A lot of times on the outside, he pulled up there early on and hit that second wave. So it was just a lot of positive plays from Cutter Gauthier. As you mentioned, I thought it was the most comfortable he's looked so far this season.
And since we're talking about Cutter, he just spoke with the media down in the locker room. So let's hear what he had to say about his game.
First career multi-point game for you in the NHL. How does that feel?
Feels great. Obviously, that first one was a little bit of a treat there, missing wide, and then Troy's doing his thing and going down and scoring. So that was obviously nice to get on the board and get some confidence going into the long road trip.
How good did that feel for you to be the trigger man on that second power play goal and really kind of get the first true possession power play goal for you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. Kind of like what Troy was talking about. You know, when we get power plays, we need to create momentum. And we haven't done it the last couple games, and it was nice to get a few there and just have that confidence going into a long road trip.
Talk about adding Fabry to your line and what he kind of brings, that kind of hound mentality.
Yeah, he's great. Obviously, me and Leo like to play a fast skill game, and having Fabs on the line just, you know, works hard, dog at a bone mentality, and is willing to give us the puck and get to the net is definitely huge. And I thought he opened up a lot of space for us and turning pucks over. And he's a really easy player to play with.
Felt like you had a lot of confidence this game, obviously the 2 points, but just every passing game since the home opener when you sat a little bit. And could you just kind of give us your thoughts on like the reflection that you had and just improving your play from every game since then?
Yeah, I think I'm capable of it. It's just knowing that and just playing the last couple games, I feel like I took a step in the right direction each game. And obviously, it was nice to get on a score sheet to kind of show for it. But, you know, the most important thing is that we got the job done and we won. And, you know, it was nice. Just we played them 4 or 5 times, too. So you kind of know some of their tendencies by playing them so much. Just I feel like most confident when the puck's on my stick. And it went well.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Cutter. Cutter there talking about how his confidence has grown game by game, and I think that's been evident in the way he performed here tonight on the ice. Also talking about how easy Robbie Fabry was to play with on their line, how he opened up the ice a bit more for him and Leo Carlson, and I thought it was great there.
Yeah, and kudos to Cutter for mentioning Robbie Fabry, and just he has brought so much to that line, with the one game showing that he's been bumped up. There's not a time where he's not going, right? He's always moving his feet. He's great on the forecheck. And he just continues to get on the inside. He's got patience with the puck when he does have it. As you mentioned earlier, talking about his totals from the last few seasons, I mean, he's constantly trying to get at a higher point production number. But just the way he plays, I mean, he's going to easily, within the next few years, in my mind, get a 60-plus point season. He's all go time, and it's nice to have, right?
Yeah.
You always need a guy that you can count on that's going to bring it each and every night, and so far that's been Robbie Fabry.
Looking forward to seeing how maybe the Ducks keep those lines going forward into this road trip. Going to be interesting how that all shakes out in the coming days. But Emerson, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and read a couple more of your text, also wrap up this post game show. But before we go to break, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. We'll be right back.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world.
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one. And I didn't,
or want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn from top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk. It's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Snoop Dogg.
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. Do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
All right, we're back with the post-game show. The Ducks improving to a 3-2-1 record now through six games played on their season. And another stat that I wanted to mention from this one. So the Ducks ending with 40 shots on goal, as we mentioned. The Sharks ending with 28. So I was wondering when the last time the Ducks had 40-plus shots on goal in a game was. And it actually goes back to the last time they, not necessarily the last time they played the Sharks, but last year when they did play the Sharks, November 12th, they had 44 shots on net and beat the Sharks 4-1. Kind of similar story here tonight. So good to see from the Ducks getting those shots on net.
And it helps when Lukasz Dostal, I'm pretty sure this is updated, a .930 save percent and a goals against average of 2.49. I mean, that is some seriously good numbers, and he's always ready. I mean, I can confidently say we know that we're not going to have a bad performance from Lukasz Dostal the rest of the year. I mean, he's just incredible.
It just does make me wonder, though, because I know that John Gibson was at practice yesterday. What happens now? You know, I mean, you've got a hot goaltender. You've got John Gibson, the veteran. Obviously, Dostal's learned a lot from him, but I'm curious how they handle this.
Yeah, and I don't know if I can go into it from a just contractual standpoint, so I'm going to stay out of it, but I do have the answer. I can't say it. but, hey, we just, and this is what I will say, we look forward to having Gibby back and Lukasz Dostal 100%. Back because, Lukasz Dostal continuing to play how he's been playing, but those two together, we know what transpired, and that's just
Just a brilliance of goaltending between the two. So you saw that jump in front of Lukáš Dostal consistently last year. I look forward to John Gibson getting back, playing healthy, but also the team in front of him having a little bit more jump. It just seemed like last season the team felt that they, I don't know, had to play just more with maybe less experience from Lukáš Dostal and compared to Gibby. I wasn't quite clear, but it always seemed like you just got a better team performance in front of Lukáš Dostal as opposed to John Gibson. Now, John Gibson was always standing on his head and just playing out of this world, just obvious. And a lot like Lukáš Dostal stopping the first shot, the second and third were oftentimes saved as well. So anyway, both of them, when both of them are back in the tandem that we know that they can be, it's going to be lights out.
Yeah, it's certainly a good feeling for the Ducks to have two solid netminders on that end and just going ahead into the early parts of the season now as we're almost done with the month of October, which is pretty crazy to think about. I mean, obviously the team has only started the season 10 days ago, which is late for the NHL because they had to wait and they were the last team to play. But, you know, moving along in this month really quickly. So let's get to a couple more text messages that we received here. Peter from Point Loma said, thrilled we broke the ice twice with power play goals. My concerned wife was starting to hide the cutlery. Jackson Lacombe continues to struggle badly to start this season. This game was the own goal deflection. Oh, this game with the own goal deflection. He is a cut below Zelly, Minty, Tristan on the young demon total poll. Lastly, Cutter is improving greatly game to game. Thank you for the great post-game talk. Peter, thank you for your message. Yeah, let's talk about Jackson a little bit here because, you know, I did mention he had that his stick got in there on the lone San Jose goal here. I saw it deflect the puck slightly, but you know, I think he's been good.
Yeah,
I
think early on in the game we saw on the power play him not being able to keep in one of the pucks. I thought he is for sure more than capable of slinging a backhand pass. And who was out there on that far side, I can't remember at this point, but he tried to sling a backhand pass across the blue line. Yeah. I know that 9 times out of 10, he's going to connect with that. Little jitters, I think, out of the gate, just maybe stemming from last game, even though that he really bounced back after the mishap last game. He didn't, I don't think, maintain that momentum into this game, but I definitely think after the first period, he got back to playing the way we all know he could play.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things where, of course, he's going to be a little nervous coming into this game after, you know, the way last game was for him and having that big mistake. And when I did ask him about that yesterday, you know, he said he learned, he moved on, and he's ready for today. And, you know, I think that, you know, this is only his second game tonight, whereas, you know, a lot of the other defensemen have had a couple more games under their belt. Tristan Luneau, to note on that, he's a healthy scratch tonight. This was his first game out. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of options on the back end, especially with all of these young players. So the coaching staff is just trying to see what works.
Yeah, and I mean, you just mentioned it. Tristan Luneau, he's looked really good early on. With all these young guys, you just got to make tough decisions, right? Making sure everyone's getting reps in. It's just all part of this process going on right now. But we know that when Tristan is back in the lineup, he's going to be doing what he does. And I hope Tristan gets back to and I know he will, but I hope sooner rather than later he gets back to that high risk, high reward. I know the coaching staff was kind of like in Olin's case, hey, Piper down as far as intensity at the offensive zone blue line, and maybe watch the activeness during some, you know, crucial times within the hockey game. I think at times I remember just some of the brilliant plays he made at the Ozone Blue Line last year, some spinoramas and stuff that I know he's got so much more in his tool bag. He's been playing, I think, steady hockey and very solid defensively, not making a ton of mistakes. But if he can up the ante with some of those high-risk plays that we all know he can not only try but execute on, I think he's going to just take his game to a whole nother level when he's in his next game.
Another thing I want to mention before we start to wrap this show up was the face-offs, because I know you mentioned during the broadcast that Leo was taken off the face-offs, 0-7 there. You know, you look at some of those numbers tonight, the Ducks ending 46.5% in the face-off circle. A little improved, but just an area that they got to work on. I know they were getting the reps in during practice yesterday at the end of practice, but I think it's a continued area. And I know for Leo especially, that is something that was set on the table of the things that he need to work on into this year. The coaching staff said, hey, you got to get better in the faceoff circle. And I'm kind of surprised that, you know, we're seeing this out of him from a game like tonight too.
Yeah, and he's put on so much size, right? Yeah. Not only muscle and strength, but it seems like he's grown 3-4 inches just mm-hmm. over summer. I mean, he was towering over me in one of the early interviews I was able to do around the rookie face-off earlier in training camp times. But let's take a look at some of the face-off stats here. You just mentioned Leo Carlson, 0-7. He was replaced by Cutter Gauthier. It didn't get much better there. He went 0-2 in his short stint taking draws. Some other contributors, Mason McTavish, 14-10. He's always a high-volume face-off guy. So 14 wins, 10 losses for him, good for 58%. Isaac Lennstrom, once again, in those are kind of the two guys really relied mm-hmm. upon, right? McTavish and Lennstrom, they continue to get it done. Lennstrom going 7 wins, 5 losses for 58%. Brett Leason in his lone face-off attempt, he won it 100% there. 7-10 was Ryan Strome. He's typically 50%, but yeah. He's a little bit under the mark, 7-10, good for 41%. And you have two more with Robbie Fabry, 4-3, 57% win percentage, and Trevor Zegras going 0-1. So a lot of guys have a lot to work on in that faceoff yeah. circle. And, yeah, Leo Carlson, he knocks it out of the park in so many areas within his game. Look, one minor couple tweaks in the faceoff circle, I'm sure, because he's got that big frame. And mm-hmm. I know he's going to have some success and some sustained success in that faceoff circle moving forward.
Well, the next game for the Anaheim Ducks, looking ahead, as we were talking about this road trip, the New York Rangers on Saturday. And I was just pulling up the Rangers record, 5-0-1 right now. They are leading the Eastern Conference, tied at the top with the Devils. So we've got back-to-back games with the two leaders in the Eastern Conference.
How about that? I was going to – my second choice with the biggest – jump in points for any team. Of course, I picked the New Jersey Devils. I'm sitting pretty there. But could you imagine if I picked the Philadelphia Flyers? That was my second team that I thought was going to have the biggest jump. And boy, I would have picked the Calgary Flames as the biggest drop. Of course, they are leading. Well, Winnipeg, if it's not for Winnipeg. But they are second. The Calgary Flames have not had a regulation loss. That's big time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they – I still – don't know how they're getting it done. Haven't had a chance besides highlights to watch a full game of Calgary. So I got to see what's cooking up there in Calgary because they are Huska. Head coach Ryan Huska and his crew is doing, of course, a fantastic job making some tweaks in summer as far as coaching changes and what they had as far as a game plan. But pretty much same roster. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had some big trades their last season trade deadline. You got rid of Markstrom. I mean, goaltender on out, I got to see what is going on there in Calgary because I picked them to be the biggest flop, and they are certainly proving me wrong.
Well, we got to start with the Rangers, and that's going to yep. be a test on Saturday for the Anaheim Ducks. It'll be a 4 o'clock start time on the West Coast, a 7 o'clock Eastern time puck drop for the Ducks in New York. Emerson, your final quack for tonight.
I want Calgary to start losing some games, so I look just a tad better okay. in the prediction column, and I want our Anaheim Ducks to continue to win games because, as mm-hmm. we always say, winning's more fun.
Agreed. And I want to keep seeing them put up shots on net because tonight was great. Love to see them shooting from everywhere on the ice, and we got to keep that up, especially going into New York this coming weekend. So, as I mentioned, 4 o'clock on Saturday start time, we will have the pregame show for you early. Emmer?
I got one more thing for
okay,
you.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have a Halloween
costume picked out? Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
Yeah, that's a great question because it is Wild Wings Halloween Bash tonight. I do, actually. So I tend to keep a lot of things, and I know a lot of things come back in style. So I have a old velour sweatsuit that I used to wear from my early middle school days and a matching bag and all this. So it's kind of like an ode to, I don't know what that era is. Kind of Paris Hilton-y, but I don't want to necessarily say that. But I just want to say like early middle school Lexus.
We're going way off here. But what's the show that Paris Hilton was on way back in the day with Richie? What is it?
Why do we not know this?
Find out for me.
Yeah,
would
you? Yeah.
I, of course, am on this road trip. I will not be taking a costume. There's only so
in
much,
Pittsburgh on Halloween.
There's only so much room in my bag. And of course, if I did have a Halloween, you know, I'd be walking around the streets of Pittsburgh in my costume earlier on in the day. Maybe between after pregame skate and before the game, I would dress up and maybe scrounge. But no, I am not bringing my costume.
Well, are you going to have one?
No, no.
Oh,
I'm leaving it up
all.
To the family. I look forward to the pics sent from my wife and the kids and seeing what and catching up with them and what all the good costumes they got going on. But, I got to take this year off, of course, with the big game. But I don't mind as long as we get that win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was a great Halloween bash here tonight for Wild Wing. A lot of people here in costumes tonight, which was fun to see at the Honda Center. So, Emmer, this has been awesome. I know we're only going to have you for short bits on the post-game show on the road, but looking forward to that. And like I said, 3:30 start on Saturday against the Rangers, 4 o'clock game time. And any last thoughts?
No, that's going to be a big one. We all saw that Blue Shirts score 7-2, taking down Montreal Canadiens. In Montreal, it's not going to be easy here at this next game.
And if you want to stick around to hear the replay of this one tonight, Ducks and Sharks, you can right after the break. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to the postgame show right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Tired of shouting Freebird at your radio?
'Cause I'm as free as bird.
TuneIn has you covered with all the best songs from the golden age of classic rock. Head up north for some Rush prog rock goodness. Hit Detroit Rock City with Kiss's greatest hits. Head down south for more classic Skinner songs and so much more. Turn things up to 11 with TuneIn's exclusive classic rock hit station.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Roads station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and Elle King. Plus some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water returns on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.
Stay tuned.